Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side atmosphere system in Ableton Live 12, with a jungle swing feel that actually works under modern drum and bass drums and bass. So this is not just about making a pad that sounds spooky in solo. This is about creating a living atmospheric layer that moves with the break, supports the groove, and makes the drop hit harder because of what it leaves out. Think of atmosphere in dark DNB as part of the rhythm section. Seriously, if you mute it and the drums suddenly feel flatter, you're on the right track. If it just sits there like wallpaper, we need more movement, more interaction, and more negative space. Let's start by making a clean atmosphere lane. Create a new audio or MIDI track and name it something like ATM Dark BED. If you like working in a template, put it in a group with other effects or ambient layers so you can treat it like part of the larger sound design system. For the device chain, start simple and practical. Put utility first, then erosion, then auto filter, then hybrid reverb, then EQ8, and finally saturator. That order gives us control, grit, filtering, space, cleanup, and then a little final weight. Set the utility gain down by about 6 to 12 dB so we leave plenty of headroom. In drum and bass, especially darker stuff, headroom is your friend. You want the atmosphere to sit behind the kick, snare, and sub, not compete with them. Start the auto filter somewhere low, around 400 to 900 Hz if you want it really dark. Keep hybrid reverb subtle at first, maybe 10 to 25% wet if it's inserted directly on the track. And on the saturator, just a little drive, around 2 to 5 dB. We're not trying to obliterate the sound, we're building a controlled bed that can evolve over 8, 16, even 32 bars. Now for the source material. You want something organic, imperfect, and slightly unstable. You could use operator with a simple sustained sine or triangle. You could use analog with noise and a soft oscillator. Or you can use simpler and drag in something like a field recording, vinyl room tone, rain, tape hiss, subway ambience, or even a tiny processed break fragment. That last option is especially good for this style. Load a small breakbeat fragment into simpler, set it to classic or one shot, and loop only a texture section. Not an obvious drum hit. If it needs to be stable, warp it lightly. Then put a low-pass filter after it, and add a little erosion in noise mode for grit. Keep the source kind of plain at first. That's important. We're not chasing some flashy sound design moment right now. We're building a stable dark bed that we can animate later. Now let's give it that jungle swing motion. This is where the atmosphere stops being a static layer and starts acting like a second groove. Add auto pan after the texture chain. Set phase to 0 degrees so it behaves like volume tremolo instead of stereo panning. Use a rate like 1/8, 1/16, or 1/16T depending on the feel of the track. Keep the amount moderate, maybe 10 to 35%. A rounded shape will feel softer and more breathing. A sharper shape will sound more mechanical and pulsing. If you want even more control, you can use clip automation or envelopes to make the atmosphere dip around kick and snare accents. That's one of the fastest ways to make it feel like it belongs inside the groove. For example, in a 174 BPM track, let the atmosphere swell on the offbeats, maybe around 1.2, 2.2, 3.2, and 4.2, then tuck it back a little around the snare hits. Leave more room on the downbeat so the kick feels bigger. That little push and pull is where the jungle swing lives. The atmosphere is leaning with the break instead of sitting perfectly on the grid. Next, we shape the atmosphere over time. Add another auto filter if needed, or use the one you already have and automate it carefully. We want two layers of motion here, macro movement over 8 to 16 bars, and micro movement from auto pan or small envelope changes. In the intro, keep the cutoff lower, maybe around 500 to 800 Hz. As you move toward the drop, open it gradually into the 1.5 to 4K Hz range if the material can handle it. Don't overdo resonance unless you specifically want a whistling, eerie edge. A moderate amount, around 0.2 to 0.45, is usually enough. Then use EQ8 to keep the mix clean. High pass somewhere, around 80 to 140 Hz so the atmosphere never adds fake low end. If it gets in the way of snare body, gently cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh or annoying, especially when the bass gets aggressive, dip around 2.5 to 5K Hz. A good way to think about this is in sections, not just sound. In a 16-bar intro, keep the atmosphere narrow and filtered for the first 8 bars, then open it slightly in bars 9 to 16 as the drums hint at the drop. That gives you progression without stealing attention from the main elements. Now let's add depth with hybrid reverb, but keep it dark and controlled. In this style, you usually want the space to feel like a room, tunnel, warehouse, or concrete cavity, not some glossy, wide hall that washes out the rhythm. Try a decay of 2.5 to 6 seconds, predelle around 10 to 30 milliseconds, low cut around 150 to 300 Hz, and high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. If you're using reverb directly on the track, keep it subtle. If you want more control, use a return track and automate the send amount. That's often cleaner for drum and bass, because you can keep the dry atmosphere tighter while throwing more reverb into transitions and breakdowns. If the reverb tail gets messy, don't be afraid to gate it or EQ the return. In a dense drop, too much wash can blur the drums and weaken the impact. The atmosphere should feel like distance, not fog covering everything. This is also the perfect point to resample. Once the atmosphere is moving nicely, record or resample it internally for 8 to 16 bars. Solo the atmosphere, route the audio to a new track, and capture the best moving section. Then trim it, slice it, and keep the character. You don't have to over-edit it. In fact, it's often better if you don't. Then process that resample with light redux for a bit of digital edge, a little saturator for thickness, maybe another auto filter for movement, and a QA to clean it up. Resampling is a big deal here, because it turns the atmosphere into something more sample-like, which often works better in jungle and darkside DNB than a perfectly clean synth pad. It feels more like a found texture, and it can lock in with broken drums more naturally. Now let's make sure the atmosphere and the drums are actually working together. Add a compressor with sidechain from the kick or drum bus. You're usually looking for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Use a fast to moderate attack, something like 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 180 milliseconds. This keeps the fog out of the way when the drums hit and lets the groove breathe. If the atmosphere is more rhythmic, you can even sidechain it from the snare too, but do that carefully. You want motion, not overpumping. Arrangement matters just as much as sound design. In the intro, let the atmosphere be full while the drums are filtered and the bass is absent or only hinted at. In the pre-drop, open the filter, shorten the reverb, and increase the pulse. In the drop, reduce sustain and leave mostly texture so the bass and breaks can dominate. In the breakdown, bring the full tail back, maybe with a little pitch movement or extra stereo width. And in the outro, strip away the drums and let the atmosphere decay naturally. That's really the core of this workflow. The arrangement tells the atmosphere when to lead and when to disappear. To give it more character, automate a few key parameters over time. Good targets are auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, saturator drive, erosion amount, auto pan rate and amount, and utility width. Open the filter by 5 to 15% over 8 bars. Make the reverb wetter only in transition bars. Narrow the width in the drop and open it wider in breakdowns. Push a little more erosion before a fill, then pull it back. Even a tiny boost around 2 to 4 kHz before a drop, followed by a quick dip, can create a really effective tension release moment. And if your source has pitch content, try very subtle pitch drift. Even a semitone or two during a breakdown can create a haunted, uneasy feeling, without sounding cheesy. Just keep it minimal. The goal is instability, not obvious to tune. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the atmosphere too bright. Dark DNB atmospheres usually need to live below the obvious presence range. Don't let it fight the sub. High pass it and check the mix in mono early. Don't drown the track in reverb. If the drop loses punch, the layer is too wet. And don't leave it static. Even tiny movement every 2 or 4 bars helps the atmosphere breathe. A couple of extra coach tips here. Treat the atmosphere like a second groove, not a pad. Build around negative space so it avoids the same hits as the snare and ghost notes. Check it in mono early, because jungle-style motion can get wide very fast, and the core texture still needs to read properly on a club system. And use your ears at low volume. If it still creates tension when you turn the monitors down, that usually means the mid-range and dynamics are working. If you want to push this further, there are some great advanced variations. You can make a dual-layer contrast, with one layer very dark and narrow and another brighter, wider, and more unstable that only comes in for fills and transitions. You can create reverse energy swells by bouncing a short atmospheric phrase, reversing it, and placing it before a fill or drop. You can also make the atmosphere react directly to the break by copying the drum swing pattern into volume automation, letting the gaps bloom and ducking it around the main accents. That's a really strong way to make the bed feel chained to the groove. A nice home practice for this lesson is to build three versions from the same source material. Make one tight and dry with minimal reverb and stronger filtering. Make one wide and haunted with more stereo spread and longer tail. Then make one jungle reactive version with the movement tied closely to the drums and the automation swinging a little harder. Loop each one under the same 8-bar drum section and listen to how the groove changes. Mute the drums, then bring them back. The version that improves the groove the most is the one to keep, but steal one useful trait from the others. That's how you develop a personal system instead of just copying a preset. So the big takeaway is this. In dark drum and bass, atmosphere is not background decoration. It's part of the arrangement, part of the groove, and part of the tension. Build it as a system. Keep it filtered, moving, and headroom safe. Let it breathe with the jungle swing, or sample the best passes. And always think in bars, not just sounds. If you want, I can also turn this into a version with cue points and pacing for actual voice recording, or write the companion lesson on dark bass atmospheres next.